I'm at the Hive in Southend. It's Sunday morning. I've found a quiet spot where I've grabbed Ed By, who I'm reliably informed is a STEM ambassador. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Charlie.
So, Ed, what is a STEM ambassador?
Well, a STEM ambassador is a person who goes into schools and helps the children out, or the students, I should say, and to encourage them into science, technology, engineering, and maths. That is where we get the word STEM from. I've been doing this role for about 6 or 7 years now, locally, local schools, as and when the time can permit. Usually I go and do a lunchtime engineering club. And more recently, there's a move to include art in it, so the acronym becomes STEAM. So we use art and technology combined to make, say, moving animation type things.
And is STEM a localized thing, or is this everywhere now?
STEM organization in this country is nationwide, and they're also in other countries as well. There is a push to encourage youngsters, especially females, to get more involved in engineering and technology.
And how's the Raspberry Pi involved in all this? Because there's a lot of pies around this morning. Well, that's obviously the technology side.
That's one of the technologies. As I don't know if you're aware, Charlie, but computers are impacting on all aspects of our lives, no matter what job or function we take. You know, we've got our mobile phones and other computers, laptops that we use. And so there's a push to get kids at an early age, and primary school level as well, involved in writing programs so that it will run onto a computer, to give them a taste of maybe a future career.
And how difficult is it to code? You say at a young age, what age would you start and what would you be coding? How difficult is that process?
There are some very good programming languages around. One of them is Scratch. They work on a block process where you have on the part of the screen various blocks from what you can do, and it's a drag and drop, so you place them onto the screen, assemble them in some order, and create your program. I mean, it's very similar to maybe dancing or creating a recipe. There's lots of parallels in computers, and people that say can't program, I don't believe that's true. It's just that they think they can't program. They can create a shopping list, they can work out patterns. They do this in everyday, we all do it in our everyday lives. So it's just a matter of retraining them to different applications.
And Scratch is essentially a flowchart that you click and drag and drop.
Yes, you create like a flowchart that is built up by dragging and dropping various bits onto the page, onto the screen.
And you can get Raspberry Pis in the high street now. They're very available and very cheap, aren't they?
Yes, the Raspberry Pi is, I'm not sure what the current price is, but I've seen them advertised around about £23-25. Maybe if you're buying it off the high street, they're a little bit more. You still need a few extra bits and pieces to go with it. Also, there's another variant of the Raspberry Pi called the Raspberry Pi Zero, or the Raspberry Pi Zero W. It's more or less the same thing, which costs about £5.
So it's a computer for a fiver?
Basically, yes. You still need to add a keyboard and a monitor to it. You need a memory. It's usually done on a camera-type SD card. So, you know, there will be a bit more of an investment to be made.
So although these computers are cheap, they don't run Windows, do they? They run Linux, which is kind of similar, but it's still point and click, and you've got email and browsers and similar types of software?
Although it's not Windows base, the flavour of Linux that is used there, in fact most flavours nowadays of Linux, are very much Windows orientated. You can have a user interface that looks very, very like Windows. You can also, with Linux, you can go back into the old-fashioned command line entry of coding and getting dealing with the operating system. If you want to, it's like one of these things. You can go as deep into it as you want to.
And one of the benefits of this method is, unlike Windows, you don't have to sit there for half an hour installing it and activating it. You can actually use the same memory card, clone it, and run it on multiple Pis and Pi Zeros simultaneously.
Yes, that's correct. You can buy the SD cards, the memory cards, preloaded. They're not that much more expensive than a blank SD card. Or you can download the operating system yourself and install that multiple times on various computers, various Raspberry Pis.
So for someone who's just gone to the high street shop or maybe bought a Raspberry Pi starter pack online, I'm guessing the Raspberry Pi has a website where people can go to get started with the whole lot.
Yeah, it's www.raspberrypi.org, O-R-G. And there is lots and lots of useful information there for beginners right through to the more advanced and experienced users. Working backwards, there's lots of technical information about what is actually on the specification of what's actually on the board and the various components there, how to connect things up to it. And coming back down, there's a section for beginners, how to plug it together, connect up the monitor and the keyboard, the basic stuff if you're not familiar with computer type technology. And there's various discussion forums on there for technical matters, for how to use the particular flavor of Linux that they have, and also the general forum where you can post the question, whether or not you're a beginner or an experienced user. You'd be you will receive a friendly welcome from the site and the forum.
Okay, Ed Bye, thanks very much for talking to me this morning.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, Charlie.
And I do like your T-shirt. Trust me, I'm an engineer.
Put it on specially for today's event.